Hello, it's Tuesday, February the 22nd. We're in Revelation chapter 12. We pick it up today at verses 7, 8, and 9, where we read of a war arising in heaven and Michael and his angels fighting against the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fighting back, but he was defeated. There was no longer any place for them in heaven, and the great dragon was thrown down, that ancient serpent who is called the devil and Satan, the deceiver of the whole world. He was thrown down to the earth, and his angels were thrown down with him. And this, I think, if the first six verses are depicting perhaps the Old Testament, the great red dragon threatening to eat, to kill, destroy the child that is to be born, Genesis 3:15 and so on, then this section of Revelation depicts the time that we live in, from the resurrection of Christ to the second coming, that there is a war in heaven between Michael and his angels and the dragon and his angels. And it's a colourful 3D depiction of the fact that Jesus says, "I will build my church in enemy-occupied territory. The gates of hell will not prevail against it." But right now there is a battle. It's a battle that cannot be seen as such, but it's a spiritual battle, the enmity of Satan against the Church of Christ, the enmity of Satan, the hostility of the powers of darkness against the powers of light. And every day that we live, we encounter that battle. We are caught up in that battle. And that's why we need to be fully armed and equipped to resist the devil so that he may flee from us. Well, tomorrow we'll look at verses 10 and following of Revelation 12, but for now, have a wonderful day.